This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Thousand Island Dressing. It's like 1,000 dressings in one. Give the big mama of all salad dressings a try and use Thousand Island Dressing today. And it works great on your face, too. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 131.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We are so happy to have you with us. We're the award-nominated Clean Comedy Podcast. Whee! Please vote for us already if you haven't. Please vote for us if you haven't already. Please vote for us already. Over at podcastawards.com.
Great job, Daniel. But,
this is, you might be hearing this on the last day to vote for us. The voting ends on November 15th. So if this is still November 15th, you have until midnight Eastern Standard Time to vote for us and our other podcasts over at podcastawards.com. Like under entertainment is one's podcast, and under technology, the Audacity Podcast, and under comedy, this podcast. It's cool to say we're award nominated, even though so many other podcasts were just the ones that made it on the list.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, there could have been a podcast that was all about different kinds of dirt that was nominated.
You know, when I see these movies that say award nominated, you know what that tells me?
They didn't win.
Exactly. It says someone out there for some reason was crazy enough to think this movie deserved an award, but it didn't actually earn it. So it wasn't that good to actually earn
like
an award.
E for effort. Woohoo!
I thought it was A for effort.
No.
Oh, that's right, because there's the affort and effort.
Yeah,
the two different
anyway.
Things. It's kind
what
of like effect and affect. It's a grammar thing, right?
No.
Oh.
You said that kind of like Roll Stiltskin.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, I just so happen to have that clip handy. Check us out on the website if you haven't already, cleancomedypodcast.com, and please make sure that you are subscribed to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Windows Phone, Beyond Pod, Pocket Cast, Instacast, Upcast, Downcast, Incast, Outcast, Everywhere Cast. Whatever program of choice, please subscribe to us there, and especially leave ratings and reviews in iTunes. You can get all those links over at the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com.
Everybody calls everything an app now.
That's true. Even things that aren't apps are apps.
Yeah.
Like, I got in my car app the other day, and I went to the church app, and at the church app, they were loading the coffee app, and I didn't want to try the espresso app.
Where's the shut up app?
Which, actually, I have an app called Espresso.
Yeah.
How about there is one?
Yeah. There is.
Uh-huh. A shut up app?
Oh.
Oh. Well, wait, I had that. I used to have that. Long-time listeners will remember that, and one day it got stuck. One day it did definitely get stuck. And now I'm gonna have to go find that app again.
How does a shut up get stuck? Does it get stuck?
It's like shut up.
Do you remember?
Shut up.
Yes, because my phone used to have a lot of glitching, and
what did I just shut up?
I tried to play it and it just wouldn't stop. It wouldn't shut up with the shut up. Oh gosh, I still have it.
Wow. That's so...
Ooh, you might have to play it for us. The shut up app.
Does it scream at you like my phone tried to say it was screaming?
Shut up. That was really quiet. Maybe I should try that again.
Shut up.
Shut up. And it did that repeatedly.
That is really handy. When you don't know how to say it yourself, you can just open up your phone.
I have a message for
go
you.
Go to the app, find the right app,
shut
and
up.
Then, yeah.
Wait, where'd that come from? It could just be in my pocket.
Wait, did you just hear that?
I want to say something to you. Hold on, let me pull out my phone because it says it best.
Shut up!
Anyway.
No! Don't do it again. I was having a flashback for a second there.
Speaking of flashbacks, let's talk about funny stuff from the last week or so. And just before we move on to our next thing, I want to take a moment to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. Meetings are important to the way that we work because this is the way that we solve problems. We come up with ideas like brainstorming and come up with awesome stuff to do and figure things out and have status reports and all of this stuff. But people are all over the place in different countries, different states, different offices, and coming together for a meeting can be impossible, which might make it seem like having these problems solved is impossible and sharing these ideas impossible, but no, not impossible, because you can use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's super simple and it's really powerful, a way that you can connect with your clients, colleagues, and coworkers online to collaborate, to share ideas, to see each other face to face. It's really easy to set up, very easy for people to participate. People can even just pick up a phone and call in and be a part of your meeting. But you really get the awesome experience with the HD Faces if they have a webcam. And now you can even host a meeting from your iPad. So no need to lug around your really heavy computer. Just bring your iPad with you and make sure it has a little camera built into it. And you can start a GoToMeeting online meeting from your iPad. It's amazing and super easy to do. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. Jeremy, how about you go ahead and start us off? Because I just feel like I'm the voice of God in my head right now.
Well, then I should definitely make you stop talking for a little while. Or shut up, if you will. Because of your delusions, not because of any confusion of what your voice might actually be.
My goodness.
I know, right? a friend that I had coffee with this morning told me about this commercial, and unfortunately, some of it needs to be seen, but I think you'll get quite a good idea of what's going on just from the audio, and we will have a link to the full video in the show notes, so you'll just have to come get those. cleancomedypodcast.com/131.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off. There's no restroom out here.
Has this happened to you? I've got the perfect gift. Introducing the Euro Club, the discreet sanitary solution for your urgent relief. It looks like an ordinary golf club, but contains a reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. The Euro Club comes with a towel and appears that you are just checking out your club. Leak-proof, easy to clean, and no embarrassing moments. Order now and get a second Euro Club for half price. The Euro Club, the only club in your bag guaranteed to keep you out of the woods.
What?
And it's real.
Oh!
For real. Why? I just had to bring you all in on my misery at knowing that such a thing exists.
Ellie active in the chat room is saying, Jeremy, you're normally trying to stop this madness.
And it's true, and I realize, and I'm so sorry, but
You're not sorry.
Well, I'm a little sorry. I'm
you
sorry that
the
it
story.
Has to do with... I know, but can you believe it?
No chocolate for you.
What?
Ever.
Now I'm going to have to spend my life golfing with no bathroom inside.
That will be your curse.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it's a twofold thing, golfing and not having a bathroom.
Yeah. You're right. I wouldn't really enjoy either of those things for a long time. So yeah. That happened. I'm sorry, and I'm also not sorry.
Well, we'll have that video in the show notes so you can watch that over at cleancomedypodcast.com/131. And I just cannot get rid of making myself sound like the voice of God, but everyone tells me I sound okay. So there go my grandeur-like dreams, or dreams of grandeur.
Grandeur-like dreams.
Wow.
But I did risk my life for something recently.
Sweet!
We have... this thing that happens very rarely in our house, and it happened the other day. I was down here in the studio working on something, and I hear a pop in the house. It's a loud pop sound. And
pop.
And yeah, kind of, but like harsher and more metallic. And then I hear the sound of rushing water. So the last time something like this has happened, a water filter burst upstairs and water started spraying in the sink. So I knew I need to go shut off the water right away. I'm not going to even find out what this is first. I have to shut this water off before it starts a major problem. So I open up the closet, which the water pipe to shut off the entire house water is just right next to the studio. It's right past a wall in our studio. And so there's this switch there that I have to turn this off. And this is our storage closet too. So I open up the door and there is a bunch of junk in there in the way. There's my karate punching bag. It's a really tall karate punching bag. There are suitcases. There are cardigans in there and all this stuff in the way of this pipe.
Cardigans.
I needed to switch off this pipe and all this stuff is in the way. I start trying to pull stuff out and I realize stuff could be getting damaged from water damage. And this is all happening very quick in my mind. I'm thinking, I have to shut this off. I don't have time to move all of this junk out of the way and sort all of this through. I have to shut this off. So what I do is I actually just take a step back and I dive into the closet.
What?
Yes, literally dive into the closet over some suitcases.
Why didn't you tell me this was happening? That would have been fun to watch.
But I tripped on the suitcases, bounced off the punching bag, and landed in a pile of cardigans.
With straw stuck
to those cardigans. But I reached in and was able to turn the water off. And in the process, I did scar myself. And I ended up with a pretty deep cut, actually, on my hand.
Only you.
But I risked my life.
For the ramen noodle, right?
Yes.
Because you basically were like, there are two ways I can approach this. And one of them will be great to talk about on Wednesday.
I could either simply switch off the water and have no story to tell. Or I could dive in here, scar myself, and then have a great story to tell. Then it's an obvious choice, really.
It really is.
Yes. See, we put ourselves on the line. It turned out that it was the hot water heater, which I could have just turned right outside of the studio, conveniently reached over, and switched it off.
Well, so you didn't really investigate before you dove into the closet.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't have time. Oh. I knew the biggest priority was shut off the water, so whatever was going on would stop.
So wait. You dove into the closet that has no pipes in it.
It has the main shutoff valve.
Oh.
So I dove into there in order to shut the water off and then came out to figure out what happened, was leaking.
I got it.
But it turned out to be the water heater that was just 3 feet the other direction.
Got it.
Not behind a bunch of junk.
But this is the water heater that used to interrupt our podcast, isn't it?
Trickle, the one that would pee in the background.
I was avoiding that. Well, see, people, I am still committed to avoiding that word and that topic.
Oh, we were just talking about the letter in the alphabet.
You should have gotten that golf club for your water heater back then.
That was actually the air conditioner, though.
That's right.
Yeah, there was a plumbing issue, and this air conditioner would have to leak into a bucket right next to it.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Every now and then the air conditioner would turn off and just... It was awkward. One other thing I did, you know how I explained that the other day I recently made a decision that saved my own butt and made my own butt happier.
Don't
by
talk
moving
about
my wallet
that.
To the
Unless
front
you're
going to
talk about your aerodynamic butt.
What?
No.
Or no, it was a hydrodynamic.
That's right, it was. But
this time, I made a decision that protected other people's butts.
Oh.
Yes. I fixed the toilet seat
The toilet strike is over.
Yes, the famous toilet strike from episode 121, I believe, so 10 episodes ago. We had the famous toilet strike that Jenny said she would not clean the toilet. So was that, 10 weeks ago that the toilet has been cleaned.
Yep.
So I did finally get the right screw and got on the toilet and fixed it. I mean, I did try and fix it while I was on the toilet.
Purpose.
I mean, I was actually sitting on the toilet when I fixed it. Well, or tried to fix it while I was sitting on the toilet and then realized I had to turn around the other way. And
what is happening right now, other than me trying to poke out my mind's eye?
But now, for anyone who comes to our house, they no longer have the risk of falling in.
Falling off the toilet.
Or falling in.
Because if you fell off the toilet, you would fall into our tub.
Falling off the toilet could be the new phrase, like, man, he really fell off his rocker.
What? No, no, don't start this.
Man, they really fell off their toilet.
Please, people, do not encourage that saying.
Rejected.
That'd be awful.
Jenny.
Rejected.
What random noodle update do you have to share with us?
It's an odd one. I will start by saying that this is the time of year where I can randomly look down at my hands and I'm bleeding.
Yes. I mean, not yes that you're bleeding.
Seriously.
Yes, that you understand my pain too.
Are you like the guy from Karate Kid? Make his hands bleed.
No.
And that's a very obscure niche reference. I'd be surprised if anyone...
I'm just trying to say, I understand. Okay.
Jerry likes it when my hand bleeds.
No, I don't.
I'll make your hands bleed.
Okay, anyway.
Go, make your hands bleed. I'm busy.
Stop talking.
Okay, so that said, I went to the laundromat last week. And this was the first time I've ever been to the laundromat. Because we don't have adequate machines here to wash these certain things.
Yeah, it makes laundering our money very difficult.
Oh my god!
I bet that was funnier in your head.
Don't you mean?
Shut up.
Anyway.
Shut up. No. Why?
I had a couple of sleeping bags I needed to wash and dry in some really big washers and dryers. And no joke, those washers and dryers at the laundromat are huge. Like, I could fit in there. And, like, I didn't try it, but they're huge. So, me and, like, a couple of munchkins could have fit in there. And so I was at the laundromat and it was awkward carrying my purse.
And those munchkins.
They were for a snack later.
What?
Oh, we're not talking about the little crackers that are called munchkins?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Awkward.
So it was awkward. I had my great big purse and two really big rolled up sleeping bags. And those
were
really
the munchkins inside.
They're really awkward to carry. So I was kind of, you know, wandering through the, you know, small aisled laundromat. And I saw someone who could help me. So she came over and she helped me. And she put my money in the slot because I guess I needed help with putting money in the slot. And and like she was pushing the buttons for me. And she said, you might want to untie those. So instead of untying them, I just tried to yank the strings, you know, off of the bags, off the sides of the bags. And so I get one. And then I look down and my finger is bleeding.
Oh, dear.
Like, not even just a little bit, but a lot. And I'm like, crap. So I, like, wipe it on my pants and I try to keep going. And I have my light jeans on, so it's like I've got blood spots all over the top of my jeans on my leg. And then,
Why did you wipe your hand on your white jeans?
Oh, no, they weren't white jeans. They were just light colored.
Oh, well, why did you wipe your hands there?
Because I didn't have anything else to wipe them on.
She says, wipe my hands and wipe everything off on my jeans. I'm rubbing off on her.
Bleeding.
On her jeans.
It's anyway. So inconvenient. It is. It's really inconvenient because you have to
said
stop.
That before.
You have to stop and you have to take care of this wound that's bleeding. And it's just such an interruption. So I was hoping this woman wouldn't see the blood.
What I thought.
So I was like trying to wipe it. And then I just kept going. And then like, I was like, I did a stupid thing. I wiped my finger on my shirt. So now I have blood stains on my pants and my shirt. And at this point, the woman's like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm apologizing because I'm bleeding.
I just bleed everywhere sometimes.
So I was the girl in the laundromat washing sleeping bags and bleeding.
And then the lady goes over, picks up the phone, and calls the police and says, I don't know what's going on, but there's this lady here with these couple munchkins in a bag, and there's blood all over the place. I think you better come down here.
I just wouldn't stop bleeding. And she was like, would you like a Band-Aid? And I was like, yes, please. And I didn't even know the bathroom was there. So I went over to like the wash basin, and I like rinsed my hands off. And then I was like, oh no, I'm probably not supposed to do this. And then the bathroom was behind me, but oh my goodness. Bleeding is really inconvenient.
That's funny. I'm sorry. You're telling it on the show, so I assume you think it's funny somewhat.
It was, now that I look back on it, it's like, yeah, bleeding's inconvenient, and that story is kind of humorous.
You try to hide the blood from
trying to hide the blood.
Just saying, oh, my hands are split open. Yeah, and it's your fault.
Probably. It's that time of year.
I mean, it's that time of year.
I just must have like thin skin or something.
That's what the winter does to all of us. And speaking of thin skin, let's hear from our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners, where you can send us funny stories by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab and record a message right from your computer. Please shut the TV off in the background. Shut up your roommates. Shut up your classmates. Wherever you are calling from, please shut up everyone else that's in the background. And get the little app that Jeremy's phone has and tell them all to shut up. Then you can yes, exactly. Thank you. And then you can record your message and send it to us. Otherwise, we can't use it very easily.
I keep expecting to say it again.
That was scary.
Well, we got a funny story here from Anne Marie saying, hi, Jorin, Jeremy, and Jenny.
What?
I guess I'm
Jorin?
TRN.
Oh.
Here I am listening to your latest episode while I am working. Since the atmosphere is always very dry, especially in the fall and winter, everything gets quite static. I forgot to bring my good headphones and therefore plugged my earbuds into the computer. As I take paperwork out of the plastic files bags and laughing at all of your stories, I get zapped, and the cable of the earbuds being a guide, I zap my ear. In other words, next time I should just wait till I am home and download the episode instead of being impatient and hooking up to the computer. Blessings, Anne Marie. This is actually a new employee policy. I looked up where she works and I stalked her and found out this is actually written into their employee policy that employees are not allowed to laugh on the job. So when they do, they get a little zap through their phones. Like there's some guy that watches. Nah! There's some guy out there that watches. No, employee number 35, quick, zap them. They're laughing. They're about to smile. Zap them quick.
This is not true.
It's like a bark collar, but for laughter.
You're not true.
Instead.
You're a lie.
That's what they have in the monasteries.
At this point, you've reached a threshold.
Well, what do you think why the monks go, oh.
So much lying.
What?
You have become
like
a lie.
The chanting? That's actually monks trying to laugh without setting off their zapper collars.
What? You're crazy.
Okay, definitely derailed there. But thanks, Anne-Marie, and hopefully your boss doesn't punish you next time you laugh. We also got an email in from Ellie Active, who is also known as Ellie.
And she's a sleepy listener.
Well, this is an email about a dream.
Oh, wow.
Ellie says, hey, I love, with not quite that accent. I guess it'd be more British, so it'd be more like.
Oh, don't try, please.
Don't do anything.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't even think about it.
I don't know how a British person would say, hey. Love the podcast. I've been listening to the podcast from the beginning, and one time I was listening at a ridiculously early hour, and I kind of fell asleep. the old episodes will do that to you. And I read my script to you and had the soft, peaceful music at the end of the episode. But because of that, I had a weird dream about you guys. I don't remember much of it, but basically you three were weird robot people taking me around a supermarket that had a garden. So yeah, listening to the podcast at weird hours gives you weird dreams.
Do your supermarkets there have no garden departments? Just
and
wondering.
What makes you think that isn't the truth?
We're three weird robot people. I mean, Jeremy sometimes gets stuck and, you know, we have to
shut
flip
up.
The little switch.
We need to edit this part out because we can't let the truth out.
Oh.
And Ellie.
Message redacted.
Ellie, we need you to follow some instructions. We're going to send you a package.
You know, there's so
Ignore
much...
Ignore the TikTok.
There's so much comedy that could be said if you actually edit things out. But if you edit it out, then the comedy is lost. I mean, it's like... Well,
is
it's
that
not...
what just happened?
Yeah, there was this hilarious thing that just happened, and that's why we're laughing. Joke's on you, because you weren't there for the context. Uh-huh. And one more. This comes from TJ Dreyfus, who sounds like a evil robot himself. compliment there. I mean, insult there meant.
Wow.
These are 7 ways to scare your roommate. And I would suggest that these 7 ways could also work on family members, spouses, grandchildren.
What?
Employers who don't have a sense of humor.
Ooh.
Number 1, buy some knives. Sharpen them every night. When you're doing so, look at your roommate and mutter, "Soon." Soon.
Seems a little...
that's scary.
Seems a little too...
I'm going to try it on you someday.
Wow.
See what you do. And then I'll talk about it on the ramen noodle. Who was it that sent that?
TJ Dreyfus sent this list in. He didn't make it, but he sent this in to us. He saw this somewhere on the highway of the internet.
I predict that there's going to be one about time travel.
Actually, no. But here's number 2. Collect hundreds of pens and pile them on one side of the room. Keep one pencil on the other side of the room. Laugh at the pencil.
Wow.
That's sad.
Tell your roommate or spouse or family
member
or whatever.
That's slightly odd.
Tell your roommate, "I've got an important message for you." Then pretend to faint. When you recover, say you can't remember what the message was. Later on, say, "Oh yeah, I remember." Pretend to faint again. Keep this up for several weeks.
Nah.
I might try that one too.
I've
never
Jenny
fainted in
here.
My life.
Number 4. When your roommate is out, glue your shoes to the ceiling. When your roommate walks in, sit on the floor, hold your head, and moan.
What? What's that supposed to...
It's like you fell off the ceiling or gravity suddenly reversed.
That's funny.
Oh,
kind of.
It hurts with pain.
Number 5. Make a sandwich. Don't eat it. Leave it on the floor. Ignore the sandwich. Wait until your roommate gets rid of it and then say, "Hey, where the heck is my sandwich?"
That wouldn't work in our house. We have a dog.
Complain loudly that you're hungry.
She would eat it.
Wow.
Oh, Lucy.
Number 6. Every time your roommate walks in,
roommate.
Every time your roommate walks in, yell, "Hooray, you're back!" as loud as you can and dance around the room for 5 minutes. I do this when Jenny gets home.
I was going to say, is this not normal behavior?
wait, what?
Oh, I mean, our puppy does this when any of us get home. Afterwards, keep looking at your watch and saying, "Shouldn't you be going somewhere?"
Wow.
That's funny.
And number 7. I love this one the best. Talk back to your Rice Krispies. All of a sudden, act offended, throw the bowl on the floor and kick it. Refuse to clean it up, explaining, "No, I want to watch them suffer.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
I could see Jeremy doing that one.
Jeremy, that doesn't speak very good things about your sanity.
Oh.
But it speaks great things about his creativity.
Oh. Yeah.
On several of these, the chat room is on some of them, rather, saying, oh, I want to do that, or stuff. Hey, we do our live chat room when we record this podcast live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's currently GMT minus 5 because we're in standard time now, over at noodle.mx/live. Now, we're recording this the week before Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving week, there will be no live episode. Take that week off and think of, I don't know, something to be thankful for. Make up something.
Funny things you're thankful for. Yeah. And, like
and,
us.
And send those funny things to us. But
oh, wait, you can't send us to us if that's what you're thankful for, because whatever.
We won't be recording any of our podcasts on November 21st, but we will resume our live schedule on November 28th, just before we take a Christmas break, and with a few episodes there. But we've got some awesome people in the chat room with us right now, joining us live for our live show. We've got in there Ellie Active, Roses Dancing for Christ, Aussie Bloke, Mr. Byzantine Cowl, and MP94 and Nevrothrin and several anonymouses in there as Jeremy is strangling
Jeremy has
someone.
Lost control over here.
It's just that something controls my hand and I'm trying to hold it back from sure. attacking, and then it hit the microphone and
attacking
defiance.
Me.
This is why Daniel can see me punishing cereal.
Uh-huh. Well, because you normally talk to Rice Krispies anyway, so.
Well, they have a lot to say. It would be rude not to answer.
So, listeners, we are so happy that you have listened to this, and we hope that you will also join us for our live show, which will be the next one on November 28th. And please remember to vote for us in the podcast awards. If it's not November 16th yet, then you still have a chance to vote for us and our other podcasts. Go to podcastawards.com. And vote for The Ramen Noodle under comedy, vote for Once Podcast under entertainment, and vote for The Audacity to Podcast under technology. And we'd love to hear your funny holiday stories, since this is the holiday season coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and my birthday and Jeremy's birthday and all of that stuff coming up. So we would love to hear your funny stories related to holidays. You can send those to us by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221, or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab and record a message right from your computer and send it to us. Jeremy, Jenny, any other words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners before they go off and get fat from their turkey Thanksgiving meal?
I can't believe you just made me realize how close my birthday is.
You'll be
older.
1 year older.
That's right, 904.
Wow. He will be 1 day older.
Oh, than
yeah.
The day
well,
before.
Well, than the day before, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
But I thought I still had 6 months, and it's only 3.
Yay!
What just happened to me?
I have a big, important birthday coming up, too.
Yes, you
oh.
do.
Oh.
Well, I have to have a party.
I'll finally be old enough to write
vote.
That right.
To ride that what?
Just kidding.
I was going to say to ride that ride at the kiddie park.
Hard.
It must be so many years or older. At some point, I think I start eating free at restaurants, too. I can't remember how that works. You know, curious case of Benjamin Button or something like that. But listeners, we want to hear from you. Check out our funny stories and past episodes over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Get this video of Jeremy's very awkward thing that he now wants to purchase and carry around with him as he goes golfing.
No, I don't.
It's
no,
even
don't.
More awkward if you're not a golfer and you carry that thing around.
It's just Shush. Awkward, period.
It's really awkward.
The golf club that you can pee into.
Why did you have to say that?
I had to describe it visually.
No, I do need to add.
It really helps with your swing, though.
Stop. I need to add about that video. What?
You got mental pictures, don't you?
I just remembered something, but go ahead, tell me.
Yeah. As my friend was telling me about this product, and he wanted to find the video on YouTube, but he was trying to remember what it was called, and he was trying to search for it, and he's going, oh no, that's definitely not it. And he goes, what is it called? What could it be called? And I started laughing. I said, don't ask me that. Well, I'll come up with some ideas, but I don't want to really think that hard about what it might be called.
Well, it does remind me of something that I remember a commercial a while back of a baseball bat for kids. That it was a plastic bat and it was made for like tennis ball kind of baseball or something like that. But it was saying that this bat was specially designed that it was hollow on the inside and filled with water. And it would say, have the power of water in your bat. So I think they just took that idea and turned it into a golf club.
Yuck. You supply.
But you can check out that video.
It sensed that it wasn't heard the first time.
I guess.
Your phone just has a mind of its own.
That app does
it's
anyway.
It's Siri in her man voice. Because of how rude you've been to her. That's her only opportunity to sound one like a man and to say shut up.
Wow.
So you can check out that video of Jeremy's favorite product over at cleancomedypodcast.com/131 and see these messages that our listeners have sent in and get that list of 7 ways to scare your roommate or I would say family member, wife, husband, parents, elderly people. I don't know, but I wouldn't recommend it on the elderly. They'd probably just say, oh, you're so cute. And with your funny young person humor.
What are you doing right now?
But check out everything over at the website and follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter as The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin, and you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's PHLEGON.
And I'm Jenny, and you follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And remember to vote for us. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Like you can theorize about the TV show Once Upon a Time, you can learn how to be productive, you can learn how to podcast, and you can get so much more at noodle.mx. Oh, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there who celebrates Thanksgiving, to everyone else who doesn't, which is probably people who aren't from America, because Thanksgiving is a very American holiday. Still, you get to take this opportunity to find something to be thankful for. And hopefully it's something very funny to be thankful for, so you can email us about that. Happy Thanksgiving and happy giving of thanks for people who don't celebrate the Thanksgiving American holiday.
Shut up!
From your friends at Hallmark.
I think you can say that.
I might not use it. What if Hallmark changed their branding
to just Hall?
No, and went into they went into discouraging cards.
And him.
Like it'd be Hallmark.
It's like a pretty card. It's for Mother's Day. It says, "Dear Mother," you open it up and it says, "I know the truth."
Whoa! That's or, so creepy.
To the best brother in the world on his birthday. Whatever.
Shut up!
3, 2, 1.
That was supposed to be silent.
Oh. 3, 2, Silence of the Lambs. Mm. This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Thousand Island Dressing. It's like 1,000 dressings in one. Try the big fat mama of all salad dressings and put and try.
I can't. Big fat mama.
Oh my. You're going to insult a lot of mamas out
and
there.
Islands.